Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini, and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test if you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is. I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. So the 18th nakshatra of Jyeshtha, which is the culmination of power, the graduation of power, if you might call it that. Why do I say that? Well, we started with Magha Nakshatra, yes, that's the second set of 9. This concludes the second set of 9, the 18th Nakshatra. Like Ashwini concluded at Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury, this is the second Mercurial ruled Nakshatra, so it carries all the karma right from Magha and ending in Jyeshtha. That means Magha started with power. Jyeshtha is the culmination or maturity or graduation of that sense of power. What does real power mean? Jyeshtha Nakshatra knows. The passive power, the one who waits, right? Mercury carries, like I said, all the energies of the previous nakshatras built into it. So they become highly people oriented. They are experts on people. All the previous nakshatra energies are stored in Mercury once. That's the graduation point. That's why it ends at 18. It starts with Ashwini going into Ashlesha, the Ashlesha graduation, where it is very scared of things and very protective. It lands in Jyeshtha, starting from Magha. Magha wants to crave power, it wants to feel power. Jyeshtha knows the real power. This is the essence of Scorpio power, okay? It's all about relationships, all about extreme attachment to people when it comes to Mercury Nakshatra. Authority, respect, status, power, these are all themes of Jyeshtha Nakshatra. So the life lesson, if you remember from the heart of Nakshatras, was rising of power by retaliation towards exposed hidden enemies, which means defense rather than offense, which means this is that Scorpio tendency where it will wait for the enemy to make a fault, where it will be exposed and then it will attack. Okay, that kind of sense of power, a sort of defensive posture. You cannot defeat Jyeshtha in that. Very powerful nakshatra being in Scorpio. This finishes Scorpio, 16 degrees 40 minutes of Scorpio to 30 degrees of Scorpio. The talents being power, there you go, resourcefulness and intensity. Abilities being managing resources, leading and transforming. Transforming because it is Scorpio. Ambition is to achieve power, to transform situations and to lead effectively. See, all the themes of power graduation are here. Therefore, the fulfillment in career for these people comes from management, leadership and transformational roles. The leaders who transform a particular organization are typically Jyeshtha in nature. Not the ones who are just glorified administrators again, not glorified managers. It is more about transformational roles because this is Scorpio. They want to change something drastically, grassroots up. Discard what doesn't work, take what works kind of leaders. The strengths are they are resourceful, intense and powerful. Sense of quiet power, okay? Scorpio is quiet. Scorpio is not loud like Leo is. Weaknesses being dominance, secrecy, Scorpio, and emotional volatility being the water sign. Opportunities are leadership positions, management roles, and transformational tasks. People who transform organizations are Jyeshtha. That's in essence. Threats being conflicts from dominance, challenges from secrecy, and emotional burnout because of all those weaknesses. Keywords in career now. Law enforcement career, police officers, security professionals, public safety and protective services. Like I said, Jyeshtha is the one who waits for a person to commit the crime in order to prosecute. Law enforcement, police officers, all are that, isn't it? They just wait there. They're just guards. They're not going to actively do anything until something changes. That's Jyeshtha. Business leadership, CEO career, executive position, corporate leadership, management career is another set of keywords for career there. Psychology career, psychiatrist, mental health professional, psychological career, therapist. This is the third layer of career that Jyeshtha people can have because they're Scorpio. They're essentially good at transformational capacity. Handling emotional transformation, because that's where any transformation essentially happens, in your emotional body. What you perceive is locked in your emotional body. Once you transform that, you have transformed yourself in that particular aspect. Best working relationships, first one, Anuradha Nakshatra provides loyalty and depth in leadership and management roles, sort of a devotion, sort of the back end of them. Ashlesha Nakshatra enhances strategic efforts and with intuition and adaptability. Moola Nakshatra, the next one, complements transformational endeavors with exploration and spirituality. Now let us have a look at the Enneagram types, the three ones listed here, type 8, 3 and 5, MBTI types, and how they match Jyeshtha Nakshatra, so that we can get a closer look at what shortlisted careers one can have when one is dominant in Jyeshtha in D1 and D10 charts. Let's look at that. Now, if you don't know what your Enneagram type is or MBTI is, there is a separate playlist with Excel worksheet download links. You can take it and find out, right? Or from the dozens of other websites. Let's take the first one, type 8, the Challenger. Of course, Jyeshtha being all about power, the key traits are self-confident, decisive, willful, and confrontational. Basic desire to protect themselves and be in control of their own life and destiny. Cops, police people, law enforcement officer, that's the career I see here. Because motivation is asserting control and resisting weakness. See there? The role of Jyeshtha. So for type 8 challenger, in conjunction with Jyeshtha Nakshatra dominance in the chart in D10, ascendant or D10 10th lord or D1 10th lord will be more of a law enforcement officer. Number 2, Enneagram type 3. Type 3 is the Achiever. Now, Achiever, by the name suggestion, who is adaptive, excelling, driven, image conscious, and who wants to feel valuable and worthwhile. Motivation is achieving success, being admired, and avoiding failure. Therefore, I would suggest some career of business leadership, like a CEO, executive position, manager of sorts, corporate leadership managers, etc. Because that's their signature over here, right? Type 5 Enneagram is the next, the Investigator. As the name suggests, investigators would be better either as, you know, protective services, like a private investigator kind of investigator, because this is Scorpio and Jyeshtha. Or in psychology, being a psychiatrist, a shrink, a mental health professional, or maybe even child psychologists, therapists of any kind. Because they are perceptive, innovative, secretive, and isolated. This is a work done in isolation, like any shrink, psychologist, psychiatrist, counselors. Okay, that's one-on-one. Motivation is gaining knowledge and understanding the environment and conserving energy. Centers of intelligence being head and moving away from people. Away from people typically would not be doing very well in people-related careers. So maybe even law enforcement, you might say, but more like a PI, like a private investigator, because this is Scorpio. Now let's look into the MBTI types. The first one being ENTJ, the commander, analyst kind of person, bold, imaginative, strong-willed leaders, always finding a way or making one. Business leadership, right? CEO career, executive position, corporate leadership, management career, yada yada, all of that management stuff. Characteristics, they are charismatic, confident, efficient, and strategic. ENTJs are goal-oriented and organized, because that's what you need in a business. Organization, essentially. Maximizing productivity. Management, again. They excel in leadership and management roles. There you go. Enjoying challenges and strategic planning. Common fields include business, law, and politics. Both business and law are in Jyeshtha, dominant. So look at the planets you have, first of all, in D1 or D10, in the 10th house. Is it Mars? Mars is more driven in leadership. So is Sun. So is the presence of Mercury, which will give the acumen of intellect. Not so much Jupiter, because Jupiter is not interested in that kind of power. He's not on a power trip. It's always Mars, Saturn, Sun, those kind of all malefic guys, right? ESTJ, the executive, being the second type of Enneagram. ENTJ we finished. ESTJ, the executive, being excellent administrators, unsurpassed at managing things or people. Characteristics being efficient, outgoing, organized, and systematic. ESTJs are organized and take charge of situations. They value efficiency and often involved in community activities. Once again, work-wise, they are leadership and management roles. Again, comes to organizational leadership. So for all those of you who are interested in management kind of roles, wanting to be a team leader, business leader, CEO of a company, or hold an executive position of corporate leadership, check your Jyeshtha Nakshatra where it is, and if it is doing well, if there are lots of planets there in D1 or D10, Ascendant or D10 Lords. That's ESTJ symbol number 2. Number 3, last, INTJ. If you put I there, it is introvert. So it has to do with something with, you know, investigation and that kind of thing, I'm sure. Let's see. INTJ, the architect. Description is imaginative and strategic thinkers with a plan for everything. They are independent, they are decisive, skeptical and private. Again, PIs, private investigators within law enforcement, right? The second row there. INTJs are highly organized and plan their days meticulously. They enjoy spending time alone, delving into their interest and honing their skills. Work roles would be strategic planning, problem solving and independent work. Common fields include science, engineering and strategic management. In this case, with respect to Jyeshtha, because obviously these are general characteristics, in Jyeshtha it will be more of imaginative, strategic. Strategic means again business leadership, any kind of management, corporate leadership position, okay, executive position. That's what it means in this context. So even the MBTIs and other things, you have to evaluate with respect to the context of the nakshatra and what it brings. Please remember this. Not all, even though you might see repetition of Enneagram types, MBTI types, the nakshatra is changing quite a bit. And their themes are changing quite a bit. The next one we will begin with Sagittarius, because we have ended Scorpio here, ninth one, ninth zodiac sign, the 19th nakshatra of Mula, the root, that is next. Until then, tata, take care.